Hello, 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 everybody. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. Before we get started, I want to introduce our first sponsor, which is Thinks. Pads can be sticky and bunchy. Tampons can be uncomfortable. Why haven't things changed for us? There's got to be a better way. Oh, wait. I know. It's Thinks. Thinks is a period-proof underwear that absorbs your flow up to 4 tampons worth. Basically, the way they work is your period goes in, no leaks or stains or smells come out, and you stay fresh, dry, and comfortable throughout your cycle. It can back up or even replace tampons, pads, cups, or anything else that you're using today. They're washable and reusable, so you can feel good about switching to a more sustainable period as well. They're basically on a mission to empower everybody with innovative solutions and social change, which I think is awesome because I don't know why I always feel so uncomfortable when I'm on my period, especially like with whatever underwear you're wearing. They have a ton of different styles. It's awesome. So to learn more about Thinks underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair. All right, enjoy this episode, guys. Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
I'm Danielle. So excited to be back at it for you guys. Another week, another Wednesday. Let's get it.
Let's get it. We are getting it today. Before we hop into too much, we wanted to remind you guys that our merch store is open and thriving, and you guys are sending us the cutest pictures of you guys rocking the Gals on the Go merch.
Yes, keep it up. Hashtag Merch Monday is real. You guys submit the cutest photos in your merch, and we're coming out with new merch soon, so just like... oh, just keep going, guys. Y'all
keep going. Keep going. The link is in the description of our show always, or you can go to shop.podcast1, spelt out like one.com/gals. And make sure you do the /gals to get to the right spot. And we have adorable stuff. I've personally been loving my Don't Text sweatshirt. I don't know about you, Danielle. I'm living in mine.
It's just a vibe. It's a hoodie. All my friends, I'm giving all my friends like merch, and they all wanted the Don't Text hoodie. So that's that.
100%. And the stickers, throw them on everything. I have it on my laptop, my iPad, same. Like all the devices. Like
really, you just gave it. Stickers to Gretchen and Arlen, and they have got them I on did. Their computers now too.
I did. Yeah, everyone has them. So you guys got to send us pictures of you guys rocking the merch. And we love all of the support. It's been so amazing lately.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Gals on the Go is our baby. We've had multiple calls in the last like 5 days about Gals on the Go. We have so many exciting projects.
We really do. I hate when people say that stuff, but actually like it's been over a year now and we're really getting the ball rolling on like some big stuff. So, and it's all thanks to you guys who have been with us since the beginning. So thank you.
Yes. So excited. Thank you guys so much. And this episode this week is something that y'all have requested, and it's going to be about how to be healthy on the go. Now, let me preface this with saying, at least for myself, I am not a super, like, healthy person in the sense of, like, eating all the time. But Brooke and I have both developed ways on how to implement a healthier lifestyle when it comes to eating, working out, when 100%. You're really busy. Because it is hard to, like, do all that while being busy.
It is. And it's so easy to like sit there and make excuses and listen, like I did it too. But I think that there are like little, I hate to use the word hacks, but like it is like a hack.
Honestly, that's like
in your day to day. Exactly. Because it doesn't have to be like, I look at like health as in terms of like the holistic lifestyle. Like, did I go to dinner and eat french fries tonight and like mozzarella sticks? Like, yeah. but like, it, you know what I mean? Then tomorrow I'll eat a salad. Like, I feel like life is, should be viewed as like a holistic thing and not like, wow, I had one bad meal. Now I can never be healthy again. So I don't agree with that mentality. We're not experts. This is just our opinion. And Like we said, highly, highly requested.
Yeah, seriously, it was sweet. It was, the comment literally said, any tips for being healthy on the go? I'm constantly on the run between school and working, and I just need tips because I can feel myself falling into an unhealthy routine. And, like, honestly, that's been me lately. So by doing this episode, it's going to inspire me. So that's half the reason we do this podcast, to inspire ourselves as well. So I came up with, like, 8 things, just, like, simple things that I've implemented into my everyday routine. But again, we're not pros. These are just things that we do, and hopefully they can be, like, relatable to you guys.
100%. We're just trying our best out here. But hey, before we go any further, should we give a little recap of what's happening recently, like, in our lives? I feel like I need to catch up on your life.
Yeah, for sure. Do you mean, like, highlights and lowlights, or just, like,
yeah, let's just chat? Like highlights and lowlights.
Okay, well, let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
So my low light is just oh so sad. This past Saturday, the Dogs took on the Gamecocks, the USC Gamecocks, and well, we lost, and it was very, very sad boy hours around here in Athens.
Yeah, I didn't go
to the game. Yeah, it was. I didn't go to the game because it was a 12 o'clock game. My friends and I went to Polly's and watched the game. It was a good vibe until we started to lose really badly, and it was really sad because, like, we really thought we were going to win, and so many people from USC came, and I got to meet a lot of you guys, so thanks for saying hey, but it was just overall, like, not good vibes on Saturday, but we still, like, made the best of it. It was really fun, but that was definitely a low because now we moved from, like, 3 or 4 in the rankings to 10, so it's just, like, 10? Rough. Yeah.
Is that where we're at right now? Dang.
Yeah, like, Notre Dame's above us, and we, like, beat them when they came. It's just bad. Yeah. So,
well, we lost one unranked team, so.
Yeah. Hopefully we get better this weekend. We have another home game this weekend.
Versus who?
Kentucky.
Okay, so hopefully we should win that.
Yeah, I don't know their stats, but. But I'm hoping that we'll win.
If we lose to that, it's just like the season's truly over.
Yeah, then we're not even going to SEC Championship. The goal is to at least get to the SEC Championship. That's always really fun. It's in Atlanta, I think, every year. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be, like, Benz. Super fun. I would love to go, because, like, 21.
It was fun,
you know?
Yeah. It was fun last year, except for when you lose. Like, it's such an anticipated game.
Yeah.
And
it kind of sucks leaving, so we'll see. But that's my low. What about you?
But you wait, was it, like, a fun, like, weekend overall, though? Like,
with I feel
like
football games are always
fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can give you – I'm trying to think. What was – well, so the game was at 12, so, like, everyone starts tailgating at, like, 8 a.m. My friends and I did not do that.
Yeah.
We went to
8 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I didn't even go to the fraternities because I was like, uh-uh, it's just too early. So we just went to Polly's at, like, 10:30, 11, and watched the game. It was, like, I had a crepe. I had a mimosa. It was just, like, a good vibe. Yum. And then there was, like, stuff going on all day, like, different parties and stuff. Yeah. And then yesterday, Sunday, because we're recording on Monday. Yesterday, you know, Sundays are getting your life back together days. Went to spin, you know, had dance practice, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you're getting close to the dance comp, so that's exciting.
I'm definitely very excited for STT Creek Grind. It should be a good time. And Luke P is hosting it, which is going to be crazy.
So
I hope I meet
random.
Him. So random.
It really is. Well, okay. I mean, I guess for a low light, like, it's obviously that sucks, but, like, at least it's something, like, too bad. So
exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, my low light this week, I said that I had to tell the story on the podcast. It involves a car door.
Oh, thank God. I was hoping you would talk about this.
Yeah.
I saw it I was like,
I have this, like, private, I'm sure a lot of you guys have it too. Like, you have, like, a private Snap story for, like, your, like, 30 closest friends or whatever. I know it's, like, a popular thing to do. I don't know. So I post, like, really, honestly, I just post, like, genuinely embarrassing stuff that happens in my day.
Oh my God, and guys, it is amazing.
This was a real hit. Okay. So
I was dying.
It was. I got written back from, like, so many people because, so I was in, this is actually, well, I guess my highlight would be, it's not even my highlight, but I hit 200K this week. So I went to go get balloons because I needed a picture. And then while I was near there, I wanted to, like, run into a store and, like, grab some alcohol for the weekend. So I was going to a liquor store. So I parked in the parking lot. And it has been, if you live in Boston or even the Northeast, I think it's been pretty windy in the whole Northeast, but Boston specifically has been so windy, like wind gusts that actually, like, if you're walking through a parking lot, like, you're blowing around, like, you're getting tossed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's been pretty bad. So I was getting out, I parked, I opened my car door to get out of my car, and there was a massive gust of wind that like literally swept me, and my door just completely slammed into the car next to me. Like, it wasn't because I opened the door too hard or whatever. It was like, whoosh, boom, hit the door. And I was like, oh crap. And I like looked at it, and it was like, it definitely was bent in, but there was no like polish chipped or like anything like that. And then I realized that I didn't have a pen or paper in my car, like a big idiot. So I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to like leave this person my information? So I went inside, bought my stuff. And then I like wrote on like one of these like brown, like liquor store bags, like, so it's like one of those like long ones. And I wrote like, hi, I am so underlined. Sorry. A huge gust of wind came and like hit my door into yours. Please like contact me. We could talk about money. I put like the dollar sign. Like, I'm so sorry again. Like, please contact me. And I put my phone number and my name. And then I'm walking out to the parking lot with this in my hand, because I was like, planning to like put it on their, like in their door, not in their door, but like I guess on their windshield, like tucked in. Because yeah. I obviously like I hit their car, like I have to pay for the damages, like whatever. And then I'm walking out, and the guy is, as I'm walking towards his car, he's pulling away. So then I start chasing him, because I was like, oh my gosh, I hit his car, like this is going to cost so much money, whatever. I'm in a panic. He starts driving away. So I start frantically waving and running after him. Like, it was just humiliating. Like, there were people around watching me. It was so windy outside. It was like a windstorm. I'm running around, like flailing my arms. And he didn't stop. He just kept driving. And I, like, chased him out of the parking lot. And I don't think he either didn't see me or he was scared. I would like to think he didn't see me, because, like...
Yeah. I mean, he would be stupid to, like, drive... You think he didn't see it?
No, because it was on the passenger side. So he definitely didn't see it.
Oh. So, yeah. I mean, you tried.
I don't know. I tried my best. I mean,
you straight up tried. You chased
him. Exactly. I did. I know. I was literally chasing him, because there was people in the parking lot too. I was like, okay, like, I'm going to look like a fool right now, but like, here we go. Like, let's go. And but I tried. I just feel bad. Like, I always feel bad. I'm not like the type to like do stuff like that, and like not, I don't know. I always feel guilty about like even the little things. Like, I've never been one to, I don't know. I always feel bad when I make a mess of something and I can't help clean it up, or feel like, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
You borrow a friend's shirt and you like stain it or something. Like, I literally feel sick to my stomach. Like, I feel so guilty over it. So like, this was like that times 10. And aww. I tried, but like, it was just a low light. But it's fine. You know, we all have situations like that, and I tried my best, but it's fine. Hopefully the guy is okay. If he realizes that it's his car door, please hit me up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? God.
That is so, that's just crazy to me. But I mean, you did what you can, and that's all.
Exactly. I feel like things like that happen in life, and like, it sucks that like I hit someone instead of like him, like, or me like hitting my car door on like a pole or something. I don't know, whatever.
It's yeah, fine. I know. Ugh, you know,
we move on.
Taking a quick break from the episode because I have a question for you guys. Are you searching for a functional smartwatch that fits your everyday lifestyle? Then check this out. I know that was pretty punny. Fossil just launched their most innovative touchscreen to date, the Fossil Gen 5 smartwatch. It's compatible with both iPhone and Android phones. You can make or take calls from your wrist when it's paired with an iPhone or Android phone. How cool. You can download more apps and music with 8 gigabytes of storage. You can get help on the go with Google Assistant. You can ask it to play music, ask it to play about the weather. Honestly, ask it anything, and Fossil's Gen 5 answers. No wallet, no problem. You can use Google Pay on your smartwatch wherever mobile. And it's pretty cool because Google Assistant is like having a personal assistant at your beck and call. Through voice commands, I can unlock my front door, turn on lights, play music, and more. And you can speak your mind, and it basically happens. My favorite feature is the ability to take calls right from your wrist. When you're prepping for, you know, a podcast show, or you're out running errands or whatever, I get a phone call and you can just answer it on your smartwatch. You're notified with light vibrations, and then you can answer it directly on the watch face with a tap. It's pretty awesome, and they're very fashionable. So with Fossil's Gen 5 smartwatch, you've got your world on your wrist, literally. Starting at $295, you can shop now at fossil.com/gals. Get your Gen 5 smartwatch now at fossil.com/gals. All right, continue with the episode. Enjoy, guys. Well, my highlight is that I made a new friend, which sounds weird.
Okay, that sounded so sketchy, dude. Like, I made a new .. friend. Like, okay, let's hear the rest of it.
Why am I so awkward? Oh, my God. No, okay, so long story, V short. I don't know why this just like made me. So I've like always had this goal since like living in this apartment building. Like I just wanted to like make a friend that lives in the building. Like I don't know. Everyone just is so cool. And I don't know. I just thought it'd be cool to like have a neighbor friend to like, I don't know, just go hang out with. And so Delaney and I met this girl, Macy, that lives in our building. She's super, super cool. And she basically invited Delaney and I over to her apartment last week. And she, like, did this whole cheese board, like,
I did wine, see this on your like, story. It was very cute.
Yeah, and it was, I don't know why, but it was just, like, she's just such a cool, I don't know why, this is my highlight. I was trying to think of something unique for this week instead of just being, like, I had a good weekend. It was just, like, I don't know, she's really, really cool. We met up for coffee, like, on campus on Friday, and, like, she's really, really motivating me to, like, do certain things. She's a radio morning show host. And she just does really cool stuff, and I don't know. It was just cool. I made a neighbor friend, and that's now, like, great. Delaney and I can, like, go hang out with her in her apartment. She's, like, having a pregame for the football game on Saturday. I don't know. It's just, like, cool to, like, make a friend that's, like, outside of sorority, literally everything else.
Literally. Outside of Greek life is so – it's honestly hard to make friends outside of Greek life to a certain point when you get comfortable with everybody. So, like, I totally get that. Good for you, dude.
Thanks. I mean, she was the one who honestly facilitated a lot of it, but sometimes, like, I'm annoying and, like – I'm, like, very particular about, like, who I spend my time with. So, like, I sometimes push off, like, getting coffee with new people just because I, like, don't have as much time lately. But I just, like, had this feeling about her. I was like, no, we have to meet up. And I'm, like, so glad we did. So, that's Macy, awesome. If you're listening, shout out. We love you.
I met her. I met her that one time we were in Athens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You literally met her. It was just, like, I don't know. It was just cool. And I think it's really important to have friends outside of, like, everything else because it's nice to, like, have, like, certain people. We talked about this last week, I think.
Yeah, before. You have your friends for like you have your friends for like being lazy and sitting on the couch, and then you have your like best friends, and then you know you have your work friends or whatever it is, and yeah, it's always important to meet new people. So I felt that.
Yeah.
So my highlight is I'm actually currently recording this in Pennsylvania in my mom and dad's new apartment. My mom got an apartment here for work, and my dad actually drove down, I guess, from Long Island yesterday. So just seeing my parents in general. Obviously more of a treat, and I love visiting them. And I just realized I said it like so passively, but I hit 200,000 subscribers too, so that was a treat. Woo! This week. Yeah, so it was just overall like having a really, really good week, I think. And it's not even like one specific thing, it's like a lot of little things in my life, and I'm just realizing like how grateful I am, I think, for a lot of different areas, whether it be family, friends, you know, opportunities, my lifestyle now. Like, I'm just really genuinely appreciative. So I think my whole life is a high. I'm on a high. But actually, though, you know when you're like you're in a period, I feel like, of life like that, too. Now where you're just like so utterly grateful.
Yes, it's like, and it's so important to be grateful because then I feel like you're attracting more. I swear. I know.
I feel that. Yeah. Because if you're like sitting here like, oh my God, like, yeah, like, I like it's nice to like feel good about it and stuff. But obviously recognizing like, wow, like, you know, 5 years ago, I would have dreamt of this life or something like that. Like, that is so dope. Yeah.
At one point, I'll be listening to music, walking to class or like driving or sitting in my room. And I just like have this moment of like, oh my God, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Like whatever you want to say thank you to. Like it is just so important. I truly believe that it brings more opportunities in. I've seen it happen.
100%. And I'm glad that we're on the same vibe with that because I mean, even just like a month ago, 2 months ago, like I was so unhappy, and like I know that I'm just going on a tangent here, but I consistently am seeing more and more signs of like that it was a good move that I quit my job, and obviously that was a really hard decision at the time, and I'm just feeling so, so confident in that decision still. I think it's been like nearly a month now, so it's like I'm a month out of it, and like I still feel so good about the decision, which is like really reassuring. So I feel good. Yeah.
Aw, I'm so glad. Philly looks like so much fun. Your parents' new apartment is sick. So
yeah, thank you.
It's a good little getaway.
You're always welcome to visit. Yeah, it's
really I have to cute. Visit all the places.
Let's just do a Northeastern tour.
Let's just do a tour.
First you have to come to Boston. Seriously, because Boston. But it's about to get really cold. So that's the thing.
I know that's the thing, and I'm running out of weekends. I think I register for my classes for next semester. Like. In a couple weeks, and you bet your bottom dollar I'm gonna try either finesse a Tuesday Thursday schedule or a very chill Monday Friday so I can do like longer weekends, because right now I have like it's just not it. So hopefully we'll make it work.
Yeah, especially for like our like I hate to be like, our lifestyles, but like you need to it to be more flexible, especially we have some special projects coming up and like,
I'm feeling thankful right now. Like,
I know.
Wow.
It is exciting. Wow. But obviously school always comes first. It's like so easy to like sit here and be like, yeah, like just accommodate your schedule to like fit your job or like whatever you want to do on the side.
Exactly.
But it's like school still is really important. So it's hard. I totally get it. I struggled with that too.
Yeah. Like right after we stop recording this, I'm going to like practice my speech for my public speaking class tomorrow. It's like, it's all about just like finding the time, and you can listen to last week's episode about that. But it is, we are aware that it's not just easy to just like have our lifestyle or certain ones, like, but there are things behind the scenes like that we do to like make it all work.
Yeah, exactly. And there's accommodations and I don't know. It's not easy, but we make it.
But we love it.
You make do. Yeah. It's actually like, because I feel like I started traveling heavily and stuff in college, like my junior, senior year, because because you came to Georgia and we did it together.
I'm a bad influence.
No, because we did like style cons. We did like a whole like series of stuff together. Same. Those were a fun, that was like a fun period of life, actually. Like a really fun period.
It's so much more fun to travel with someone too. Like it just is.
It is. And we like had our like little routine down. Like we would always travel together because it was like three or four times in that one semester that we were like traveling together.
That was crazy time.
It really was.
It was like fun though. Yeah,
it was really fun. Oh, because we did all the trips with like that brand too. LOL.
That brand. The brand that will not be named.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
No, but actually, yeah. That's so funny because but junior or senior year, I feel like also is the time that you have like your friends and like you're in your mojo. So it's hard because it's like we started like picking up things then.
Yeah, and it's funny because now I understand, because like freshman year like was obviously a harder transition for me, and like I didn't have those close friends. Like I wasn't like, I didn't have FOMO on game days, but I remember you were kind of like, oh, this is hard for me because I get it now. And at the time I was just like, oh, okay, like I kind of get it, but like I don't feel that way, so like it's easier for me to make this decision. But now I so see where you're coming from, like when you have all these close, like I get it. So it's all with time.
No, it's so true, because I remember even senior year, I mean, not that I like I could have totally gone to Coachella and missed a weekend of college, but I was like, honestly, it's one of my last weekends of college ever. Like, do I want to go to Coachella, or do I want to like live one of my last weekends of college? Like, I could go to Coachella next year. Like, I am going this coming year.
Yeah, we're going together.
But actually, though, you know what? I'm just sharing that as an example. Like that, it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's like an example of how everything is in balance, I guess.
For sure,
and you figure it out. But it's hard once you start getting in your groove and you have your friends, and then it's like FOMO in every sense. It's like you have FOMO if you're not traveling for like YouTube stuff and like taking advantage of opportunity, but then you have FOMO if you're not with your friends. So it's like, it's horrible. It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to balance it out where I'm like, even like on a weekly basis, I'm like, okay, last week, like I didn't hang out with friends to like do work, so I'm going to do the opposite this week or stuff
you're
like that. And
so good about it. I was just saying like how good, no, thanks. You really are. You're really, no, at least from the outside, like you, I just like see the way that you separate time even between like your friends, your boyfriend, and then you still make time to like text me about like work stuff, and then like make time for the podcast and your YouTube. Like I feel like everything in your life, it's like a pie chart, and it's like pretty pretty even sections, you know?
Thank you. I really do try. I don't know. It's definitely like having a boyfriend puts a lot more into the mix, because like one more person to like balance time with, and like I want to be around him. So, but it's good because he's like a really independent person too, so it like honestly works out. So.
And isn't I mean, this is an observation, but isn't the cool thing about like having a boyfriend in college that, because I can't relate to this, but I can just see from like you guys and like my friends and stuff, but that you can truly, because it's, your schedules are more sporadic. It's not like you have work tomorrow at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. So you can hang out late night, or you can hang out, you know, during the day. Like, it's kind of like you can fit it in.
Yeah, that's true. We do a lot of, like, once he's back, he guys goes to the gym really late at night, and I've been having, like, SDT Greek grind practice until late. So, like, we'll both, like, shower and then hang out and, like, do homework together, or just, like, watch a movie and just, like, chill. We definitely, like, hang out more at night just because, like, the days are so busy. But we always make a point. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we both have, like, this same break, and we always, like, get lunch together on campus. It's just, like, I don't know. It's
like,
fun.
Fitting it in ways like that I feel like in adulthood, it's harder. Like, I don't – that's why I was struggling so hard with, like, even just dating in adult life, because I was like, oh, my gosh, I came home from work, you know, I showered, I changed,
you're
or
exhausted.
Whatever. And then it's like, okay, time to, like, go on a date. It's like, wait, I'm tired.
Yeah, wait, I don't have the energy to do conversations right now. I feel that.
100%. But I am, a lot of people have been asking, and I am on the apps, you guys. I am.
She is on the apps.
I am on the apps. I am swiping, and more updates to come, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's even interesting. I don't like want to share too much of my personal life, but I feel like Danielle talks about her boyfriend, so it's important for me to talk about like being single and like what I'm doing. You know?
For sure. Yeah. I don't know if you talk about anything until it's like set in stone. I didn't talk about Ryan for like a month.
And there's nothing to share. I'm just saying, like, I want to be more open about my experiences and stuff.
I think you should. I know. I'm here for it. Oh, yeah. There are things.
No. We're good.
Anyways.
Hey, you guys. Hope you are enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to pop in and talk to you guys about Privé Revaux, and specifically my favorite blue light glasses that I am actually wearing right now. So visionaries Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Hailee Steinfeld aim to shake up the eyewear market, and they have done just that. Privé Revaux was founded on the belief that head-turning style shouldn't be a luxury reserved for just a select few. So they created high designer sunglasses, anti-blue light, and glasses starting at just $29.95. The perfect pair of glasses can make you feel like the world is just waiting for you to show it who's boss. Each pair of handcrafted glasses has high standards and low prices, polarized lenses, 100% UVA, UVB protection, and lenses with blue light blocking technology. We leave no stone unturned when it comes to creating the most affordable, high quality, handcrafted eyewear on the market. So you guys, I'm taking them off to confirm. They're called the Maestro. I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's M-A-E-S-T-R-O. I know that these ones are $29.95, but I'm telling you, when I wear them, people think that they are so much more expensive. These look like the most premium high-end blue light glasses. They actually look like real glasses. I kind of like pretend like they are real glasses because I've just been like so into that glasses look these days, but I'm also into protecting my eyes from, like, you know, when I'm on my computer and my phone all day doing work. That's not the vibe. You want to like protect, you know, yourself. And I feel like this is a great way to do it and still look super cute. So if you guys want to look super cute while you are blocking your eyes from the blue light rays, you can enjoy 15% off of your first purchase on Privé Revaux with the promo code GALSONTHEGO15. That's G-A-L-S on the go 15. 15% off of your Privé Revaux order. The link is in the show notes. And back to the episode.
Should we talk about our current favorites?
Yeah, for sure. Let's hop in.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself all of my favorite things.
All right, so my current favorite is kind of like, I feel like it's off-brand for me, but like, here we are. I've been loving those big one-size-fits-all graphic tees from Urban Outfitters. This is
so off-brand for Danielle. Like, I cannot even stress this.
It's definitely, like, one of those influence of my friend situations because, like three people in my friend group, like, always go and get those really cute, like, Van Halen or, like, Jimi Hendrix, like, tees. Like, Urban Outfitters has so many right now. They're essentially t-shirt dresses. And I love the look. Like, my friends have been wearing them, like, downtown. They'll, like, wear the big t-shirts with, like, booties. It's such a look. Or I just love wearing them with shorts and, like, you really can't see your pants. But, like, I love the look. And you can wear it with, like, necklaces, so it's, like, kind of dress up, or with biker shorts. Like, I don't know. I just – they're so – like, they're cute because they're, like, distressed and they've got graphics. And if – but it's, like, comfy. I don't know. It's been a move for me. So Urban Outfitters graphic tees.
I feel that. I could see how they're very big. I actually don't have the, like, one-size-fits-all ones.
You should try them. They're comfy.
I do like Princess Polly graphic tees, I guess. Like, yeah.
My thing with the graphic tees, like, Princess Polly or whatever graphic tees is I hate when they, like, bunch up at your waist. Like, I want them to, like, mm-hmm. go past my bottom and, like, just hang above my knees. But, like, so many shirts, they, like, slouch and
I know what weird. You mean yeah you, or they're I like or want it to just like go down awkwardly fitted in some places and then loose in others.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
And so. You just want like a big loose tee. Like I
just
want
to drown in it, literally drown,
like as if you went to the thrift store and got like a triple X men's shirt.
Exactly,
like that's
so
it.
So that's yeah. the look you get with those shirts.
I like that.
What about you?
So mine actually, I have it, I'm like reaching backwards, you guys. My scrunchies. Truly, I know that we've talked about scrunchies on the show before. It's not even like one particular scrunchie. Like I like this cheetah one from Princess Polly, but I also got a pack of like six neon colored ones from literally Walmart. And I know. And I just love them because they're softer on my hair, and I've been straightening my hair a lot, and they don't leave bends in it, which I really appreciate. So, you know, if I just am, and especially now that I work from home and I could, like, you know, work in more comfy clothes or whatever it is, like, if I just want to throw up my hair and, like, do emails or stuff on the computer, I like my hair out of my face too, because I feel like also for trying to clear up my skin, a lot of you guys are commenting like, oh my God, your hair's in your face, like you're touching your face. And I'm like, I totally get that. So I'm trying to, like, pull my hair back more. And I think scrunchies do a cuter job of doing it. They don't bend your hair.
Yeah, I agree. I do the same thing. I'll be sitting at my desk and, like, my hair's, like, done, but I just need to pull it back for 30 minutes. I use a scrunchie.
100%. And we're Visco girls now, so.
We're Visco girls. Hydro flasks and
wait,
scrunchies.
My mom literally said, she's like, I've seen that. Like, the scrunchie thing, it's very Visco girl. And I was like, how do you know that? And she said they
did a segment. Wow, that's big time.
They did a segment on the Today Show. That's how she knows. I was like, damn.
I was like, I don't think my mom knows. That's impressive.
That was very impressive to me. I was like, damn, I'm like 22 pretending to be a Visco girl out here, like, I just like scrunchies are so functional, like they really are,
and they're like cute on the wrist. I used to hate scrunchies like 5 years ago. I'd be like, ew, like they're so gross. And yeah. Now I'm like, hee hee, love them, give me it's more
fun. I used to grow up with my mom, like my mom always has her hair done, and she used to like wear a scrunchie to bed every night, like when I was younger. And I remember like they were out of style then, and she'd be like, oh, I love my scrunchie. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird, like what? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
So yeah, that's my current fave, basically.
That I could agree with that for sure. Should we get into our goal for this week?
Yeah, let's get a little motivation going.
Goals!
Awesome! Oh wow!
Hey.
So my goal for this week, I try to get pretty specific. I don't know if this is specific or broad, whatever. With spin and with all this dancing I've been doing lately, my body is just like aching, and obviously I don't have the time or money to be like getting massages every week, but I just want to implement stretching more into my everyday life. I see a lot of like healthy morning routines and people stretch. I don't know if they're actually stretching every day, but like this morning I woke up and my neck was really achy and just like I'm just really sore still. And I want to, like, stretch in the morning and at night just because I feel like it kind of overall helps, like, blood flow and everything.
100%.
And it just, like, makes you feel good. And just, like, drinking more water and just, like, keeping my body, like, physically healthy because I'm putting a lot of, like, physical pressure. I don't really know on it right now. So just stretching. I feel like it's good. And it's, like, kind of calming.
I feel the same thing. I actually have not been doing any stretching, and it's, I actually feel it, even though I just do cardio these days, like I definitely feel it, like stretching is so important. So it's a great goal to know.
Thank you, Brooke.
Yeah. Keep it up. Okay.
Okay. What's yours, buddy?
Mine isn't as specific. But I do just want to like crank up the content. Like, so I've been working with like my assistants to help me take pictures.
Killing
and stuff
it.
Because yeah, well thank you, they're great. Just because I don't really have the means of like taking sick pictures by myself, but I actually have been like challenging myself to hang out with people more. So I hung out with Gretchen and Arlen a bunch last week, and just like doing cool things with them, and like really trying to like step up my content and be more creative with even just like Instagram. Like I'm just trying to be better at Instagram, and I'm realizing that like not every picture that I post has to be like super curated, like this beautiful picture of me. Like I'm trying to like really just keep Instagram casual and just like crank it up. Like I just want to be posting more and more active with you guys, and like really, really building it up. So I guess that's like my goal for the week, is like cranking up the content and get.
We all benefit from that, so I'm here for that.
A new routine, if you will. I've been like really just like trying to pay attention to like what successful people that I follow do, and like trying to learn from them, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see Skinny Confidential's baby shower? All of the
gosh,
stuff.
Gosh, that was so just iconic. Like, honestly, I shouldn't have expected anything less. I'm just so excited to see what she names her daughter. Like, I'm so excited.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Like, it's probably, my friend and I were talking, it's probably going to be like a double name or like a boy name for a girl.
Yeah, I could so
see
that.
Something very unique. She's probably going to name it like Beverly or something.
Oh my gosh, I could so see it. Wait, that's so dope.
Pausing the episode one more time to talk to you guys about Noom.
What if you could use one program for all of your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps, workouts, or calorie trackers and meal plans. Plus, add a goal specials and a community of members to keep you motivated and accountable. And it's like a workout bestie all in one place. I personally have goals. I just want to feel more confident in my clothing. I want to be able to make healthy choices. And I don't want to always be tempted when I go out to eat to like eat unhealthy foods. So Noom definitely helped me break those bad habits. And it goes perfectly with this week's episode because we're talking about being healthy on the go. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom is not a diet. It's just a healthy and easy to stick to way of life, essentially. You're human. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help get back on track tomorrow. You can chat with your goals specials in the Noom community. So what do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/GOTG to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/GOTG, the last weight loss program you'll need. Check it out. All right, enjoy the rest of the episode, guys. All right, guys. So again, these are just very general points. These are things that we just have incorporated into our everyday lifestyle, things I want to incorporate. My first point, and Brooke is going to laugh at this.
Oh my God, I'm
nervous. You have to remember that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I don't care what anybody says. Your mom was right. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I truly believe that, you know, starting your day off right with, like, a balanced breakfast and obviously, I understand, like, some people literally don't wake up hungry and, like, don't make yourself eat if, like, you're – like, I feel like people would get nauseous. But if you are a breakfast person, it is very, very important. And having a balanced breakfast will give you the calories and nutrients that you need to kind of power through your very hectic schedule. Because I feel like starting your day off right with, like, a good meal is a great source of, like, protein. So if you do, like, some eggs or some low-fat Greek yogurt, I love doing, like, a yogurt parfait or even, like – Some really intensely fibrous bread, like toast is really, really good, or fruit or a banana. I don't know. I just think if you do have time to make breakfast in the morning, do it. It's a great start to your day. And that way at like 12 or 1 o'clock, you're not starving and then you like go to Subway and get a foot long meatball sub. I don't really know. I just think it is beneficial. That is my soapbox.
I do feel that. I think when I was like working and stuff, it was nice to have breakfast.
You had breakfast, yes.
I did. But now that I don't work, I don't eat breakfast, but maybe it's just because I'm not like in a rush to get out of my house. Like I kind of have like a minute to breathe. So I take That's it true. Slower and I'm like, I listen to my body and I'm like, wait, I'm not actually starving right now. Like I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
So IDK, I'm a little all over the place with that though. I feel like it could be the most important meal of the day, or if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. So
I think if you do eat breakfast, though, to make sure it's not like pancakes, because on the times that I do splurge, like on a weekend or something, we go to like Waffle House or something, like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, I want a waffle, like I'm craving it. But then like in an hour or two, like that sugar high crashes and you just like don't feel good for the rest of the day. So if you're like a college student or in high school or whatever, you have work, like I think it is good to have like a good breakfast.
I feel that. No, that's a great way of saying it. Like a nice balanced breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. So my number one tip, I don't think this will be a shock. I know we've said it on the show before, but this is like my mom was like, if you're talking about health, Brooke, you have to talk about how much water you drink.
Oh, yes. Great point.
I drink a lot of water. I mean, it's no secret that it's like really good for like clearing your skin. And I mean, who am I to sit here? Like I have like really crappy skin right now, but I notice that when I drink more water, my skin does clear up. I also just feel better, more energized. I also feel like it naturally does kind of like, I feel like if I'm not drinking enough water, I'm overeating. I don't know if you feel this way. I feel, because I feel like it makes me feel like more satisfied and full. And so I always get this where it's like, are you hungry or are you thirsty? Like drink a glass of water. And it's like, you know, because I always get like, I'll eat and then 2 hours from now I'll be hungry. And then I'll be like, wait, am I hungry again or am I just thirsty? Probably thirsty. I probably didn't drink water in 2 hours. So I feel like it's all about just staying hydrated, and like your body is, you know, 70-something% water. So like obviously keeping it nourished, and we love our Hydro Flasks. It's
I just took
no
a sip.
Secret. Yeah. I love it with the straw lid. I find that the straw lid really does help me drink so, so much more water, and the Hydro Flask itself, people always ask, is it worth the investment? It's expensive. Yep. I'm going to say yes, 100,000,000%.
Yeah, I would agree, especially if you get the straw lid. I think that's what like really sold me. And it really just keeps your water
cold. And when you put ice cubes in it, it's just so, it's like a spurt of like refreshness in your mouth.
It's
like,
so it good.
Really weird, but
yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like something that I need to work on, what Brooke was saying about, you know, are you hungry or thirsty and like drinking water more. When I go, if I'm eating a meal, I don't drink at the same time, which is so bad. Like, it's so, I have found from friends what they say is what they do is they drink a glass of water in between like bites of food, and it helps fill you up because I'll like get so ravenous if like a bowl of pasta is in front of me or whatever it is, and I eat it all and then I drink water. But if I took time more and like took, you know, breaks in between my eating and took a couple sips of water, I think I would feel more full at the end.
100%.
Instead of like wanting seconds. I don't know if you do that. I just like don't drink and eat at the same time. It's so weird.
No, that's such a good idea. I really do think that that's a great idea. And they say that it's not the best to like drink all of your water after your meal because your body has to naturally digest it instead of like letting all of the, then you're just like filling it with more water. It's better to drink the water like before the meal or during. So I
interesting.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. This isn't like backed up by like so much research. That's just like things that I've heard over the years.
Yeah, word on the street.
Word on the street, okay? About the water drinking times. All right, what's your next one?
So my next one is, you know, being a gal on the go, I can't lie. I'm sure you are too, Brooke. I eat out a lot, like a lot, just because it's like a social thing. It's when you're meeting
it's
with people
social.
For business.
Dude, it's so much of a social life revolves around eating in no matter what age of life. It's honestly really annoying. I feel that. Yeah. Keep going.
No,
sorry. I cut you off. It's just
no,
annoying to me.
That's what we do. No, it's true. So, you know, despite when your best efforts to plan, because I get it, like I'll try and like Delaney and I'll sit down like, okay, like these are our meals for the week. Things pop up and you might like your family might be coming to town and you're going to go to dinner with them, or boy asks you on a date, you got to freaking eat at the restaurant. You can't be that girl that doesn't eat. You know what I mean? So
I don't like I ate before. It's like, no.
Yeah. Just eat. Like, just eat. So choosing healthy options when dining out is like the best option for that. That's what I try to do. Obviously, like I'm gonna spoil myself sometimes, but I'm like, if I'm eating out so often, like you have to like consider all this. Like something you can do is ask for dressing on the side, or like choose grilled chicken over fried chicken on your salad, or just like little things like that, or like don't get the fries, get like a side of vegetables instead. Like these are just things like I'll think about and try to like justify.
I feel that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best thing that you can
or,
do.
Or, like, get a salad, but get the fries. Like,
I am a big proponent of that.
Like, on that kind of vibe. Yeah. Honestly, it is all about balance, because if you don't let your body eat those things, then you are going to go ravenous one day. And, like, I've felt that myself. Like, or if I go a week of restricting myself and be like, yeah. I did this, like, freshman year of college. Mariah and I were so dumb and we didn't properly educate ourselves, and we're like, we're gonna go like low carb, and then literally the week after we like binged and gained all the weight back, of course, because we were starving ourselves for a week. And and when I don't even know, it was a very unhealthy toxic cycle. So I would recommend listening to your body, and you can live in a balance. You don't have to say no to your favorite foods, but you can, you know, eat a few bites of it and be like, I'm good.
Yeah. And even kind of on the water point, order water instead of soda at dinner.
Oh,
that's something
yes.
I stopped forever ago. Like I used to like be like, ooh, I'm gonna order a Sprite because I'm out to dinner. But when you go to dinner all the time, like get a water with lemon. Lemon's great for digestion too. And if you want to go crazy, don't get ice, lukewarm, just like normal room temperature water and lemon.
No.
Is so
no, that's I not
know,
it.
I know you're a big ice gal. I can like deal without ice if I need to. Like that's why I'm like in Europe. I'm like, okay, this is fine with me. Like no ice, whatever. But it definitely just like that's like one thing you can do. Or like sometimes I'll like, you know, like when you order, why I refer to pasta every other sentence, but let's be real, I like pasta, so that's what I get when I go to eat sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just like order it and like not eat the whole thing because pasta is just always so big. So like, eat half of it, take the second half home, and like have it for lunch.
Exactly.
The next day, instead of eating all that night and getting in a food coma, because that does happen.
That's the thing. I've realized how like crappy I feel when I'm overeating. Like in the moment, it feels so like satisfying to be like eating all that food and being like, oh my god, it's so yummy, etc. But like, I even just like before I ate a lot of food and now I'm still sitting here. I'm like, okay, like my stomach hurts, like I'm tired, etc. And like that sucks feeling that way, even especially in the middle of the day. Like if you eat like a really big lunch or breakfast, then you're sitting there feeling like lazy and lethargic and it's like 2 p.m. It's like, what are we doing? I still have a whole day left. Like
that's so true.
So I think I always think about now, I'm just now learning this, but like how I want to feel. And it's obviously like I struggle with it and I overeat a lot or I fill up on bread and it's so easy to do those things. But like, I just think about the after effect, like, Brooke, do you want to feel like garbage in 2 hours from now? So
that's true. That's a good way, good mindset to have.
Thank you. I try. So let's talk about deodorant that actually works. It's Native, because Native creates safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. They create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. They have over 8,000 five-star reviews from their customers. So Native deodorant is actually formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. It's filled with ingredients that are actually found in nature, like coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch. They have no animal testing and free shipping and returns. I have tried a lot of other deodorants, you guys, even a lot of other natural deodorants. And while I like to believe that like I'm doing good for my body, none of them have really worked. And I'm one to like work out and like have my kind of on the go lifestyle. And I need something that's actually gonna like work if I'm sweating. And Native deodorant seriously does work, because when you make the switch to natural deodorant, it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice on odor or wetness protection. And there actually is something for everyone, because Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women, and they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. I personally use the coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular one, but I also really have been liking my eucalyptus and mint. It's a little more like masculine. It's kind of like a guy's deodorant, but I'm kind of like here for it. And they have no risk to try, because they have free returns and exchanges in the U.S. Like I said, I'm a big fan of Native deodorant, and it's actually a natural deodorant that works. And that's the truth. So for 20% off of your first purchase, you guys can visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code GALSONTHEGO20. Once again, for 20% off of your first purchase, that's a great deal. Visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code GALSONTHEGO20. Okay. Another thing kind of going along with that is, I know Danielle and I always say, I'm a big night eater, but my big tip here is to stop eating a few hours before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And I know it's easier said than done, but also going to bed on a full stomach, another thing, it just feels horrible. I feel sick to my stomach, and then you wake up and you feel gross the next day, and you feel puffy. At least that's how I feel. I feel like I can't take my rings off. I feel puffy all over. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just, you know, like it's like, I don't know. I just don't like the way that I
can't take my rings off.
Yeah, I just don't like the way that I feel. I know I could see it in my face, like when I'm not being healthy, because like my face pops up, which I know is a lot of people feel that way. So I've been challenging myself to stop eating at night, or just like get in my food in the day. Like there's no reason to be midnight snacking on like a Tuesday. Like what am I doing?
No, I completely agree. And like, just think about it. Like if you eat right before you go to bed, and again, we eat before we go to bed sometimes, like we're not like saying, but to remind yourself to not think about, like, you eat that food and then you just lay down and you're not walking it off. You're not, like, it is just sitting in your stomach.
Exactly. So and then, and you really, I don't know, you just don't need it. Like, this is a note to myself, too. I need to hear it. Brooke, you don't need it. Like, you really.
I'm going to text you tonight at 11 p.m. Brooke, you don't need it.
Yeah. I think of, like, the SpongeBob episode where he's thinking about the water and he's like, I don't need it. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't need it.
I know the episode you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Literally me with food, like, thinking about the Smart Sweets in my cabinet. I'm like, do I need it?
You
like,
love those Smart Sweets.
Have you tried them?
No, I haven't yet. I said I was going to, and
Danielle,
I have yet to.
I'm
going to
send you a package, okay? Just get ready for it.
I will get some soon. I will get after it soon. But what was I saying? Oh, because, like, I don't know if you can relate to this, Brooke. There's nothing worse, like, let's say, like, I'm literally about to go to bed, like, eyes are closing.
Eyes
are closing. Brooke and I say that a lot. But it's, like, not, like, fully going to fall asleep. Like, I'm probably going to, like, go on Twitter or, like, go on my phone for a little bit. I'm, like, hungry. Like, my stomach is hungry. Also, talking about all this, I'm hungry right now, but that's another story. Sometimes I'll just be like, okay, like, let me just, like, fall asleep and just wait, eat breakfast in the morning. Like, do you ever, like, okay, let me just sleep off this hungriness? Like, because you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Do that?
No,
like,
I have done that. I've seen that on Twitter. Like, it's like, oh, like, college students, like a joke. Like, I'm so broke, I'm going to eat sleep for dinner. Like, don't do that, obviously. But, like, it's like.
Don't do that. No, but it's
don't
true.
Don't do
it's,
that. But it's
so hard. Because, like, I'm like, oh, like, I'm about to fall asleep, but I'm so hungry right now. Like, will I fall asleep? And then you, like, end up staying up later because you're so hungry. So you might as well go get a snack. It's just, it's a hard struggle. I know it's I'm, like totally counteracting everything right now, but.
Yeah. But it's, like, the mentality of, like, are you hungry or are you bored? And I think, like, that's a really hard, that's, like, the switch in my brain that I play around with, I think, all day, every day. Literally.
Like, I'm just laughing because the other day you texted me about something and you're like, ah, I'm bored. Like, I'm
oh,
like, wow,
yeah, no, literally, no, because I was like, Danielle was like, oh, thanks for doing all that, by the way. And I was like, no problem. Like, I'm bored. And you're like, what? And I was like, no, like, I'm like sitting at home. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm like, not that I was like bored. Like, I have nothing to do. But I was like,
no, but like, you have time.
I have the, yeah, like, it's no problem.
It's but just I, and funny. That's like, are now you that I
do you not feel that when I am like sitting
no,
in my like
true.
Kitchen doing stuff, I'm like looking at my fridge. I'm like, am I bored right now, or like, do I want something out of the fridge? Like,
or do
that's
I just
me.
Wanna, like, chew on something. No, I feel that wholeheartedly.
You know what I started doing? This is not one of my tips, but I did start once again like snacking on fruit, which
yes.
And it's been really good, especially because it's apple season, like a big apple. And it's really
it's apple
okay.
season.
It's apple season.
It is, darling.
Okay, but you know what I mean. And honestly, I could be snacking on a bag of chips, but the same crunch I can get from a nice apple, and it's really really good. Okay.
Same crunch, that first crunch. No, I know what you mean. I walked into Delaney's room like yesterday, the day before, and she was eating cucumbers. And I was like, that is so smart. Like, you get that same crunch, but, like, it's cucumbers.
100%. 100%.
Love that. One on a P.
One on a P.
Guys, I'm getting a little delirious. I cannot lie. No, must continue. Okay, my next tip. Again, this is not something I necessarily do, but consider the idea of meal planning. I'm not talking about like meal prep with like all the different containers, unless that's your vibe. I know that is really hard, especially since this episode is for people that are on the go. But it is important to plan ahead. Like I said, Delaney and I have been sitting down on like Sunday nights and kind of planning out meals for the rest of the week and like grocery shopping according to that. So we like stick to a plan and we've got the sides, everything. I actually Snapchatted my friends like from home right before this, and I was like, what are some of your like go-to, you know, healthy meals? And they all responded like grilled chicken with broccoli is a vibe. And I was like, honestly true, like just making like, that's what my boyfriend does. He makes like five things of chicken on like a Sunday and rice. He does chicken and rice, but that's because he like wants to gain weight. But like chicken and broccoli or whatever.
Imagine
like,
wanting it. To gain weight. Damn.
No, literally, he's like, oh my god. Well, now he's like trying to stop. But it's just, like, funny, like, being around all the guys and, like, dude, I, like, gained 20 pounds. Like, I'm so hype. Like, I'm bigger. And I'm like, wow, I would not want to do that. But anyway, I don't know. I think it's really, really important to just kind of prep either. I mean, if you have to spend the more money on, you know, sometimes I'll, like, spend a little more money at Trader Joe's and, like, buy the pre-cut things just because it's a little bit faster for me. Or, like, get a crock pot, make things ahead of time, have things for the rest of the week so that you mm-hmm. can just pull them out. For lunch, also, Trader Joe's frozen section is lit. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree. And people are like, it's not really cooking. And I'm like, I don't really care. Like, sorry. That it's easy for me and my lifestyle. And I like it. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't mean like TV dinners. The ones that are like loaded with like sodium and additives.
No. But getting a side dish for a frozen side dish from Trader Joe's is totally fine. And I don't think that there should be any sort of like, not like, I don't even know how you'd say it, like judgment towards people doing that. It's like, sorry that I'm trying to do something a little bit better for myself. I'm not going to McDonald's for dinner. Like, I'm going to make myself like some vegetables that happen to be frozen and maybe they have a
frozen
little more
broccoli.
Sodium. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, okay, I don't know. That's just a side tangent. But.
No, exactly. Again, this episode's about being healthy on the go and, like, making the best of what you can. So that's definitely a great option. The cauliflower gnocchi, it's a recipe I learned from little arugula, sauce, onions. Mm. Mm.
Chef's
kisses. Both just kissed our hands. That was funny.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, that was, like, one of my other points. Oh, well, I just, like, went into my other point. Sorry.
Nah,
really,
you're good.
That.
We're popping all over the place. Honestly, my next tip isn't related to like the traditional sense of health or fitness, but it is just to sleep.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, it is. Because there was a period of time there when I was working that I was not getting more than 5 hours of sleep a night. And I was a very unhealthy gal. Yeah, I was just really, really unhealthy. And I didn't feel good. And I was literally only surviving off of caffeine, like just like caffeine all throughout the day, like a constant like caffeine just drip. picture me with like an IV of caffeine. Drip. I'm like drip, drip.
I actually just looked it up. Proper sleep can help you avoid excess weight gain and over time lose weight. But if you're looking to drop 10 pounds by the end of the month, sleep isn't your answer. Obviously. But
it really does. It's very much so correlated. They say. Yeah, I try to shoot for at least 8 hours. I know it's not everybody's thing that they can get 8 hours, but at least try to catch up on the days that you can then. Let's say it's a Sunday, you know, sleep in then, like prep yourself for the week coming up if you know you're not going to be able to sleep. I do believe in like catching up on sleep.
Oh, I always sleep in on Sundays. Such a vibe.
I think it's so important. And I think it is important to prioritize sleep. Like, I don't believe in this whole like sleep is for the weak mentality. And like, I hate it that I, yeah, like I hate that. So like, get your sleep, girly. It's good.
Get your sleep. Sleep tight, BBs. No, it's really, really true. It plays a lot into your mental health, which then goes into, you know, if you're like sad or if you're tired, like
it's
you want to
so
eat.
So true.
It's all like one big thing.
It is.
My next point is just try to not keep any junk food in your house, in your apartment, in your dorm. That's like the easiest way. It's so sad. Like, I really don't buy a lot of snacks anymore. I buy peanut butter pretzels and pita chips for hummus. That's it. Oh, and chips and salsa. Okay, but that's like, that's it. And it's really sad when I like really just want a snack and I like don't really have much, but it helps.
Yeah, I have no self-control with chips. Like, I could eat the whole bag. So it's like really bad for me. I feel that. But I've been trying to switch over to, like I said, like if I'm going to do hummus, like I just have to do it with veggies or like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I feel like the chips for me is the hardest part. Like, I'll open a bag and be like, oh my God, I can't stop. Which I don't know why. I have like a portion control issue, so I have to.
I have a portion control issue with chips and salsa. Not like potato chips, but chips and salsa gets me every time. Yeah. So, but just like by keeping small amounts of it in your house or literally just none. I mean, if you literally only, like, there are sometimes like I don't really have any groceries and I only have baby carrots in the fridge, like, guess I'm eating baby carrots. But that's another like crunch factor, another kind of similar crunch. I do that a lot. I'll eat carrots instead of chips.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's yummy. Or cutting up veggies and stuff. Oh my gosh, love that. My next tip is, so yeah, it's like obviously no secret that like at my, when I was working, like I said, I'm not sleeping. I wasn't even working out either because I didn't have time for it. Mm-hmm. But an option that I always, always did was take the stairs. And I know that that might sound little and stupid to some people, or parking far away. Obviously, when it's safe. I know that like taking the stairs in like sketchy parking lots and stuff is not the vibe, especially as females. Like, we have to be careful. So be careful with that. But besides that, if you're like in your office building and like, you know, you work on the third or fourth floor, or you live on the, you know, third floor of your apartment or whatever.
Or dorm. Dorm. Dorm elevators are so slow.
It's so true. Just honestly opting to take the stairs those few times a day. I'm not saying that you're going to like drop 20 pounds in like a month by doing this, but like these are just like little things that you can implement into your routine. And it's obvious that like being active in any way is better for you. I love like walking after I eat. Actually, that's like been a recent thing of mine. Like, if I go get dinner with my friends in Boston, I love like walking it off after, or like going for a walk, like, you know, like around the block or whatever in the city. So why not walk whenever you can in your office building on your lunch break, or park far away if you're going to the mall or something. Park extra far away so that you get even more steps in. I don't know, ideas.
No, I agree with that. Like, I always say, like, or if you can walk to class, or you just said that, but like if you can walk to class instead of driving or taking the bus, like, go for it. Like, especially while the weather's still kind of nice out. Like, I know once winter hits, it gets a little bit colder and you want to park as close to the building as possible and you want to run in, and like, because I get that, I feel that. But I think Brooke's got a great point there, especially like if you go to UGA, you know, those hills are intense as heck. And I feel like I just ran a marathon when I freaking walk up those hills because I am so winded. But I know that my calf muscles are thanking me for that. So
100%. Yeah, I think it's like, it's just sneaking it in any way you can. You might not have time to like go do a workout, but like if you could, you know, walk and talk to your friend for 20 minutes, that's better than not working out at all. And honestly, it's fun. It's kind of fun to like walk and chat with friends. I kind of miss doing that. Like at school, I would do that sometimes. Like Ryan, I would be like, let's just like go take a walk and like chat or whatever it was, like walk through North Campus. That's and stuff. Cute. And it's honestly, it's great. I really miss those. Yeah. Those quality walks.
That's true. Yeah, I'm trying to think of other, like, little simple ways. Like, sometimes if I don't, like, this is before the spin studio came, but, like, last year when I didn't want to, like, go intense and go to an Orange Theory class, I would just go to the gym in my apartment and put the incline, like, literally up to, like, 10 on the treadmill.
I was about to say that. Oh, my gosh. That's what I did today. Walk. That's what my new workout is, because I'm still ridiculously out of shape. But it's a great though. Workout.
It's just as effective. Like, models do it because it tones you instead of, like, whatever else. I don't really know. But apparently it's very toning for your legs.
It is. And you can still actually function, which is great for gals on the go if you need to text people back or send emails or you want to watch YouTube videos.
Skinny Confidential
does that. Exactly. And I love, yeah, I love it because I like catch up on my YouTube videos and I always feel guilty like sitting on my couch just watching endless YouTube videos. But I like doing it while I watch my videos because...
Yes, Brooke sent me a Snapchat. Things. She was watching one of my videos like on the treadmill, so on her, and she's like watching your ads so you get that coin, sis. I was like, oh my gosh,
we're here for the support. But actually, like, just multi... I don't believe in multitasking with everything because I feel like it could be... Then it makes like the things you do crappy. But if you're just passively watching something... My mom... I keep referring to my mom in this episode because I'm spending a lot of time with her. Okay.
Of course,
she's awesome. She's the best. Only watches, like, she'll start, like, a show and only watch the episodes when she works out. Genius.
Ooh, so it's like, oh, I'm going to go work out so I can watch the next episode.
Exactly. It keeps
That's
you, like...
That's so good.
Then, yeah, and she's like, oh my gosh, I have to work out for the full hour so I could watch the end of this episode or whatever it is. Yeah.
I'm inspired.
A hack. So... I don't know. Maybe that works for you. It's just like all of these are kind of like concepts and like take what works for you. Like we want to hear what works for you guys, obviously, in the Facebook group.
I did that. Now that I'm thinking, last year when all those TanaCon episodes came out from Shane Dawson, I would do them at the gym. I would like wait. I kind of did that.
I have been living for the Jeffree Star ones. I actually watch them while I work out as well. Yeah.
I need to watch those.
They are, Danielle, they are so good. Like addictive.
I know. I watched like... The one, like, the three that he did, like, what, like, months ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just get so sucked in, and I literally don't do anything else, so I need to, like, find a time, maybe something like that.
You and Delaney should do, like, instead of watching a movie, like, watch those.
I know, she's probably already watched them. She's so ahead of, I'll, like, sit down, and I'm like, have you watched a new David Dobrik? She's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, darn. But, yeah, maybe I'll tell her, like, to hold off.
Oh, my gosh. I have been so behind on David Dobrik. He posts a lot.
Oh, same. Yeah, I'm – Brooke knows. I'm very bad about YouTube lately. I really – I hate to say this, but I really need to go through my YouTube and, like, unsubscribe to – so I've been on YouTube for, like, over 10 years now, and, like, I just need to – not 10 – oh, my God. No, well, about 10 years with my other channel, and I need to, like,
You're, like, 10 years. Oh, no. Actually, yes.
Yeah, definitely 10 years. Not with my current channel. I had another channel, like, 2 years before that, but – Anyways, I'm sure you could agree. I'm personally subscribed to so many people that I don't really care to watch anymore. And, like, I need to unsubscribe because then I just get overwhelmed in my subscription box and I don't watch any. And I don't like that about myself. So I need to.
But you're also genuinely, like, I hate to use the word busy because I think the busy is so overrated and everybody, I'm so busy, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like, you know what? We shouldn't feel guilty about relaxing and spending time with our friends. But that's another tangent that we could go on.
Yeah.
But anyways, you have a lot going on. So adding in just sitting on the couch and watching YouTube to the mix would be a challenge, I feel.
Yeah, I do it in the morning sometimes. Like, oh my God, your vlogs are the best in the morning when I don't want to get up. And I watch your vlogs. Roles reversed.
Really?
Like, I watch your vlogs to, like, get motivated because I just like need to see someone else doing something. That's when I watch YouTube, because if I watch YouTube late at night, I like get sad and mad at myself, or like I just could compare myself so easily and like feel like I should be doing something. So like for me, YouTube is a true motivator, so I have to watch it when I'm like in the mood to get motivated, if that
oh
makes sense.
My gosh, I'm but honored.
Actually, well, last night I watched this girl's video about, like, you know what was that? I was sending Brooke Snapchats like her brand trip horror stories, and it was like really interesting. Yeah. That's like a nighttime thing just to watch, like, ooh, tea.
But like motivational vlogs, you want that in the morning.
Gotta have it in the morning, because then I'm like, oh my God, I'm motivated. Like, I don't know.
I want like my motivational like podcast in the morning too. I feel that like a little light read. Like that all goes in with like mental health, like sneaking in like that little mental health motivation. Mm-hmm. Like that gets you going for the day. It does.
It truly, truly does. I guess kind of on that note of, like, working out, you guys know I'm a big proponent of workout classes. I think they are such a great method for people that are kind of just getting into working out or don't like to go to the gym. you know, it just like depends on the type of person. Like if you're not that self-disciplined, sign up, whether it's spin or not. I did this with Brooke and I both did Orange Theory last year. It holds you accountable because you get charged, like the spin studio here charges you. Well, if you have the unlimited plan, you get charged $20 if you miss a class. So it's very, very, very motivating to go to these classes. And then you're like in a community or Zumba. I freaking love Zumba. Or a lot of my friends do Pilates or Pure Bar, all those different things. Like, and you can just implement that into your daily routine, like have that be a part of your routine, and then you'll feel happy about it, and it's so fun, and you feel like you're being productive.
I love that. Yeah. I need to get back into the class grind. I was just saying that today. So
you should do, like, class pass, because I feel like in Boston, they have a ton of, like, options where you could, like, change it up, since you don't – I feel like you don't really know what you, like, love.
It's so true. I need to figure
that out. So do class pass. They work with influencers. I did something with them, but they didn't have a lot of great options for, like, Athens. But you should definitely, like, check that out.
Yeah, I need to definitely explore more. I actually downloaded the Kayla Itzstein sweat app because Natalie told me to, and I did get the year package because it was cheaper than the monthly, and it's just like workouts, and honestly, like I like the gym in my apartment, but for like abs and like little like leg workouts and stuff that I could do on a mat, I would do it in my apartment. And they, wow, I did a killer ab workout. I was sore for like the next 2 days.
And oh my God, good for you.
Yeah, so I would say, like, I like doing stuff like that. When I was at school, we would do, like, YouTube videos and, like, do them in our room and stuff. Like, me and Maddie Mariah would just, like, do them together or whatever and be, like, knock them out, like, 10-minute abs or whatever and just, like, feel accomplished from that. And obviously, it's not, like, this huge big thing, but it's, like, little ways that we, like, fit it into our day. So
I feel that. Yeah, I think just finding what it's hard because you have to, like, figure out what you like first and then you can, like, stick with that. So shop around first, but then it's, like, so worth it.
100%.
I felt that hard, baby.
I think that's really it for my suggestions. I mean, do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
I had one last one, pretty simple. Invest in just grab-and-go snacks that are healthy. Like, they've got those, like, a lot of my friends eat those, like, little 100-calorie almond packs or, like, I love me some complete cookies. They're not the healthiest thing, but they're not the worst thing in the world. Just like little things for on the go that, so like when you're on campus or whatever, you don't go to the vending machine and get the Cheez-Its. Can't lie, I get the Cheez-Its sometimes. But to avoid that, just like, you know, buy some on the go snacks that are kind of healthy or like little cups with carrots and celery or something. So when you want a snack, you don't like go ravenous. That's the word of this episode. I feel that.
Like a nice, like some sort of protein bar or something. I like to have those on hand too. I love Ariana and Gabriella showed them the Chomps turkey jerky sticks.
Yes, Danielle, you've been converted.
They are so good. And they really, because they're pure protein. So it's like they're really filling. They're not actually, it's not like you eat it and you feel like you ate a meal, but like it holds me over. If I'm like between lunch and, like if I'm between lunch and dinner and I'm like actually being a true gal on the go and I'm like, wow, like I don't have time to make myself a snack right now. Like, eat one of those and I'm good.
Are they, like, big?
They're long. Yeah, they're long. Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it. I like turkey. I don't really like normal jerky, but maybe turkey jerky.
I don't like jerky either. They're
beef jerky, I'm thinking of.
They sell them at Trader Joe's. Just try one, I would say. It's definitely, it's not like you're eating, like, turkey, though. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Because when I first saw them, I was like, that's disgusting. No. It's not sweet.
So it's salty.
They're like more savory. Yeah, more salty.
Well, I'm going when to
when I first saw them,
tomorrow,
I was grossed so out. Oh, putting big
this
stock
on
up.
My list. Big stock up. Chomps, you said? Chomps turkey.
Chomps.
Jerky.
Yes, that's what they
chomps.
Are called.
I'll like, give them a go. We'll try it out.
It's worth a try. I always love getting like new like snack recommendations. So if you guys have any, throw them our way.
Please.
Bars and stuff like that. I love fresh fruit though. Like I said, I've been really on a fruit kick.
I love fruit. Blueberries last a really long time. Apples are great. Bananas are great.
Bananas. And then when bananas start to go bad, I throw them in the freezer so I can have them in smoothies. A little hack.
Ooh.
Oh, who is she?
That is all the tips we have. I'm really proud of that. I'm motivated to like, see, I have no groceries though. I'm like really hungry right now. And I'm like, what do I eat?
I actually had one more on my list, but it has nothing to do with health. Are you ready for it? My mom told me to put it on here. No, it's because it has nothing to do with health. So I'll tell you. It is to wash your face at night. I don't know why.
Honestly, true.
My mom was like, put it on there. I was like, that has nothing to do with health. But I guess it does in a way.
It's so true. I refuse to go to sleep without washing my face. At least taking my makeup off. Like, I refuse. So good on you, Adina.
Yeah, a nice little cleanse. I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to feel refreshed and stuff. It, like, self-care, I feel like that all kind of goes into, like, being healthy on the go, too. Like, making time for the face masks and the, like, I don't know, like, the treat yourself, whatever.
Yeah. Find time to treat yourself in good ways.
And you guys got this. Obviously, life is hectic, but it appears that you guys are all killing it. Thank you guys all so much for, once again, everything. We are so, so appreciative. To have you guys around.
Yes, we love you guys. I hope this episode either inspired you or gave you some sort of helpful tip. We just wanted these to be, like, relatable, something to kind of look up to, I guess. And this definitely motivated me. But yeah, we always try to provide some sort of value. Like, obviously, it's a pretty chill podcast, but we do, you know, want to spread our tips and everything. And if you guys ever have episode requests or theme requests, please DM us or post in the Gals on the Go group Facebook. Like, I mean, we did this one because literally someone commented that. So
100%. Yeah. And actually, surprise, this next week is going to be a fun episode with one of our really good friends, Tori. Yes! D. Simone. She changed her name. Oh, yeah, yeah. Next week. So get excited for that, where we'll be changing it up a little bit, talking about, like, starting a business and some more exciting topics. You could ask Tori questions in our Facebook group now.
Yes, that's going to be such a good episode. I love Tori. She's so cool.
Me too. We're trying to do, like, a mix, I feel like, of episodes that bring value. And then, like, obviously, Danielle and I are just two fun gals out here.
Oh, yeah. So. People know why they're listening. Like, we're not here to inform. We're here to provide value and just have a good time.
Exactly. So we're trying our best. But we love you guys so much. Thank you for spending another Wednesday with us. And we'll see you guys next week.
That was cute. Yeah. Thanks for spending Wednesday with us. Enjoy it's the rest true. Of your day. We love you guys. Talk soon. Buy your merch. Woo!
Woo. Bye.
Bye.